The people of Puerto Rico still hadn't recovered from Hurricane Maria, which hit 5 years ago, now once again dealing with wide-ranging damage. U.S. President Joe Biden and Jill Biden traveled there Monday. He said to send a message, this U.S. territory will not be forgotten.
After Maria, Congress approved billions of dollars for Puerto Rico, much of it not having gotten here initially. We're going to make sure you get every single dollar promised. And I'm determined to help Puerto Rico build faster than in the past and stronger and better prepared for the future.
He was referring to former President Donald Trump, who withheld almost $20 billion of aid meant for the island. And Biden said in addition to emergency aid, he will also be sending an additional $60 billion to help strengthen the infrastructure against future storms. And in the state of Florida, the destruction is still coming to light. In large parts of the state, everything seems out of place. Boats on land, cars in water, houses simply missing.
The floors are ruined, the walls are down, the ceilings have all dropped down, the water level is above the roof. The whole thing is, this is everything we could salvage, it's our lives.
There are new questions about why people in the hardest hit county were not told to evacuate until a day before the storm hit. Local officials are defending their actions.
We did what we had to do. At the exact same time, I wouldn't have changed anything. And I know being in those meetings from the very minute, this storm was very unpredictable.
Searches are still underway, with 1,900 people rescued so far. But as the death toll reaches 100, officials say that number is likely to rise. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera.